we go through so many changes. And through it all, we stand tall. Isn't that wonderful? That's wonderful to know. How many times you've been beaten down, disappointed, let down. Through it all, you stand tall. That's so wonderful to know that we can do that. Not that we can, but we do stand tall. We are existence, knowledge, and bliss. We have to arrive through our understanding to accept that we are divine beings. Then, through understanding and through much sadhana and learning, you will be able to let go of those petty little things that you hold so dear to you at times of crisis. We ought to learn every day to get up with thankfulness. We ought not to get up every day in the morning rushing to get to what we left off yesterday. We feel like an urgency every day to get to what we left off last night. Like the dishes in the sink, or that phone call, the conversation that you didn't end. Some little thing that is so unimportant. But we rush to doing something that we left off a few minutes ago. We ought to get up looking at the sunrise. Look at the trees. Let your eyes just look out. Let it look at the totality of life, all that you can see. See. And then focus on one object that is like you and me, the tree, the earth. That which you can see. You can feel the wind blowing if you are outside. But then you can center on your breath if you're indoors. And realize that so many changes are occurring. And within the changes, there is the changeless. Get up with a thankful heart. Be happy to wake up in the morning. Don't wake up with the, oh, you've got to get this going. You know, it is so painful to do that. Once you realize your higher nature, you will begin to see that how painful it is to reach out for the past. But at times you have to do that. There's no harm in it. But first things first, see the sunrise. Awaken your body, awaken it. By looking at the sun in the morning, let it enter your eyes, rejuvenate your body. Let it pierce you through and through. Let it get into you as you get into it. And then see the changes that will occur. It will occur so silently, you won't be aware of it. But as time goes by, you will be reaching and becoming divine. This is our aim in life, you know. We are not living for nothing. We are living, and there is a reason for it. There is a reason.